Hi, and welcome to the Theme Park Trader Podcast with your hosts, Ryan and Dan.
Hello.
This week, we are talking through our Fastpass selections, well, our proposed Fastpass selections before we actually choose them, for our trip, upcoming Theme Park Trader trip to Walt Disney World in October. And we're also going to be talking through some of the changes that have happened to Fastpasses since the last time that we booked them. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the podcast.
Each of us has a dream. A heart's desire. It calls to us. And when we're brave enough to listen and bold enough to pursue, that dream will lead us on a journey to discover who we're meant to be. All we have to do is look inside our hearts and unlock the magic. Stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
So, down. We booked our Fastpass.
No, we haven't booked them yet.
Oh, no, sorry. We chose.
We can't book them yet.
You're right, yeah. We selected what Fastpasses we ideally want yesterday. And we've also made changes to our restaurants slightly.
Just the one change, wasn't it, I think?
So, should we talk about that first?
Okay.
So, the first thing we've done is we've removed Planet Hollywood.
Yeah, we managed to talk ourselves out of it, didn't we?
Yeah, the cockroaches in our poor reviews episode, I don't know, it must have been like 10 episodes ago.
Probably, if not.
It was a while back.
Yeah.
But we were just like, no, we're not going to eat there now.
No. There are other restaurants.
Yeah, there's similar restaurants that we can go to.
Yeah.
So we've selected Rainforest Cafe instead.
Yeah.
On our second night.
Is it second night?
Yeah.
Oh,
first
in,
day, second night.
Right, full day, yeah.
And we were also talking about going to a place that I cannot remember now.
Polite Pig?
The Polite Pig, yes, that's right. So the quick service location, the Polite Pig, on the first night, just to try out a new place that we've not been to before.
Yeah.
And probably go to Jock Lindsay's as well. It all depends on what time we land.
Yeah. I think because we're on the earlier flight, aren't we? So we should get there sort of mid-afternoon, but it depends how long it takes to get there.
Or if there's any delays, all that kind of rubbish.
Yeah.
So yeah, we've selected Rainforest instead of Planet Hollywood because Planet Hollywood's fallen down a little bit over the last few years. I think we could probably both agree on that.
Yeah, I mean, I had nice meals there when I went there in
June last year.
But yeah, I can take it or leave it, really.
Yeah, the last time I was there for a table of two, they just rush you out.
Mm.
And
which is what we saw in some of the reviews, wasn't it?
Yeah, and Rainforest, there's less of that, I think.
Mm.
In fact, last time I was in Rainforest, it took ages for the food to arrive, but there we go. if anything, you're there for longer. They're sitting there hungry. So, yeah, we also talked about fast passes yesterday for our trip, and although we've not booked them yet, we will be booking them within the next 2 weeks, I think.
Yeah.
2 to 3 weeks. We're almost at the 60-day mark. So
next weekend, isn't it?
I think it is. Yeah,
Sunday or Monday.
Sunday or Monday. We're not sure what yet. So yeah, within the next week or so. So first day, we've already talked about what days we're in each park and whatever, but we're in Magic Kingdom. The fast passes that we would ideally like to book are Seven Dwarfs, Space Mountain, and Thunder Mountain. Big Thunder Mountain. Yeah. Big Thunder Mountain Railroad. If we're being pedantic.
Which we are.
The reason, obviously, there's no tiered system at Magic Kingdom, so any ride is up for grabs. Do you think that will change when Tron is introduced? I would hate to see it change because everyone is just going to go for Tron.
Yeah.
Because everyone's going to go for Tron regardless.
You'll go for a tiered system, and I mean, whether that's what they'll do, because then
they might put the mountains and Tron in Tier A, which would suck.
Yeah. Although it doesn't, I suppose it doesn't really make sense, because if you only put Tron in Tier 1, everyone will go for Tron.
Well, they might put Tron, Seven Dwarfs, Mine Train
Yeah.
in Tier A. And
Space, maybe?
Because, well, there's only two in Tier 8 Animal Kingdom.
Right, okay, yeah, because of the two, Avatar rides.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if anything else will come to Magic Kingdom for 2021.
They haven't announced anything yet.
Not yet, so whether they might have two new rides and they'll go into Tier 1.
Yeah.
Maybe.
It would be nice to still keep Magic Kingdom without a tier.
It would be, considering, because obviously if they leave it without a tier, then people are more likely to spread out their fast passes, really, I would have thought.
Yeah.
Because if you can only choose between, say, Tron and some other ride, say Seven Dwarfs, you'll get a lot of people going for Tron,
yeah,
because it's a new ride. Whereas if they're all available, you might get a lot of people going for other things, because they're not necessarily interested in the big Tron ride.
Yeah, that's very true. It's very true.
Don't know.
So, I mean, the reasons we went for Seven Dwarfs is because Seven Dwarfs is an easy one. It's still the ride with the longest queue at the park.
Yeah, I wouldn't say it's not the best ride in the park.
No.
But it's the busiest.
It's the busiest, and it's a good ride. Like,
apart from Peter Pan.
Yeah. Peter Pan, we're both not really fussed about.
No.
I mean, would I go on it if the queue was 30 or 40 minutes? Yeah, probably, but it's never 30 or 40 minutes.
No, it's like an hour and a half or whatever.
At least, yeah. So Seven Dwarfs Mine Train is the busiest. That's why we've done it. I still like the ride.
It's a good ride. It's not a fast ride.
No, but
it's a nice ride.
Yeah. And I would be annoyed if I didn't go on it.
Yeah, oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's why it's in there. Space Mountain is A, because it's busy, and B, to make the experience quicker for you.
Yeah, I'm not. Last time I went on it, I didn't have a good time, but we'll go on it again and see what it's like.
See what it's like. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Big Thunder Mountain. You can't queue for that. It's just too hot.
Yeah, it's a ridiculously hot one to queue for. And, I mean, the queue isn't always the longest. It fluctuates a bit, doesn't it? But generally it's quite high.
Yeah.
Generally you're looking at like 40 minutes at least, I would have thought.
I would say so, yeah, I would say so. And it's very hot in there. Yeah. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah, it's so packed in, isn't it?
Yeah. So that's our fast pass. Well, that's our ideal fast passes. I don't know what our chances will be of getting any of these. I'd like to think across Magic Kingdom and Epcot, we should be pretty safe.
Yeah.
It's Hollywood Studios, probably, and Animal Kingdom, where we might struggle. So let's move on to... I mean, and obviously Magic Kingdom, that's not to say that we won't ride Splash Mountain or Haunted Mansion or Pirates of the Caribbean. We'll just queue for them.
Yeah.
Pirates of the Caribbean's nice to queue for because it's inside.
Yeah.
Haunted Mansion, yeah, the outside bit's a bit annoying, but it tends to move reasonably quickly.
Yeah, it's a constantly moving ride, isn't it?
So, and Splash, not too bad. The majority of it is inside.
Yeah.
So we will be going on everything. Next day, we're at Hollywood Studios, and Hollywood Studios' system has changed somewhat.
Yeah.
So,
because it was tiered before.
It was tiered before, but they've changed the tiered system, right, which is quite nice. Because I think Fantasmic used to be in Tier 1.
That rings a bell.
And it's now Tier 2. So, how the tiered system works, if you don't know, you can choose one attraction from Tier 1 and two from Tier 2. What they've done is Tier 1 is basically all of the Toy Story attractions. So that's Ass, Slinky Dog Dash, and Toy Story Mania. Ass is Alien Swirling Saucers, if you didn't know. I'm surprised Alien Swirling Saucers is Tier 1.
Yeah, I mean, it's a new ride, but...
It's a fairground ride.
Essentially.
It's a fairground ride.
I can't see many people getting a fast pass for Alien Swirling Saucers when you can get Slinky Dog or Toy Story Mania.
No, I can't see it either. I think you'd be crazy to. So, first day at Hollywood, we have gone for Slinky Dog Dash.
Obviously.
Obviously, it's the new ride. We've not been on it yet.
Yeah, yeah.
And
I don't know what the queues have been like recently for it, but... I mean, when we looked yesterday, they didn't seem too bad, did they?
They weren't too bad.
It was like an hour and a bit.
I don't think Toy Story Land has got the same draw that Pandora has. In that, yes, Stinky Dog is a new roller coaster, but
it's not a big ride, is it?
It's not.
It's not going to like blow you away like Flight of Passage did.
Yeah, and the land. I know, because we said this before. The land is more for kids.
Yeah.
Whereas Pandora is more for. Probably older kids, teens and above.
Yeah.
Other than Navi River Journey.
Yeah. I think Midway Mania is still massively popular because I think it does appeal to all ages.
Oh, I agree, really. Yeah.
I think Slinky Dog, while a lot of people go on it because it's a brand new ride, the adults won't find it massively thrilling because it's not a fast-paced roller coaster.
You'll have all the people that have never been there before will go on it, all the residents and stuff.
Yeah.
And after that, they probably won't go back to Hollywood Studios too much until Star Wars.
Yeah, true.
Whereas Flight of Passage is very much, Jesus, I want to ride that again tomorrow.
Yeah, because it's fantastic.
Yeah. So we've gone for, in an ideal world, Slinky, Rock and Roller Coaster, and either Fantasmic or Tower of Terror. We haven't decided yet.
Yeah, because we're planning on seeing Fantasmic that night, aren't we?
Yeah.
So it's either get a fast pass for it or get a Tower of Terror one.
Yeah, it all depends on, because Tower of Terror doesn't tend to be that long of a queue, and Fantasmic, you get the better seats with the fast pass.
Yeah.
So it will just decide, and we'll just see what's available.
Yeah, it's tricky with Tower of Terror, isn't it? Because sometimes it does fluctuate, doesn't it? Sometimes it can be a really long queue, and then other times it's non-existent.
But even with Slinky Dog Dash and Ass in play, there's still not a lot of Hollywood Studios to do. So queuing for...
No. If you spend the whole day there, then you can easily get everything done, really, can't you? Even if you've got to do a bit of queuing.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how you feel about some of the shows there. Indiana Jones, I haven't seen it in a couple of years, so I'd like to see that at some point.
Right.
Beauty and the Beast, I'm not too fussed about. I don't know if you like it.
I don't mind the show. I'm not particularly fussed about seeing it every year that I go.
Yeah.
Same with Universal. Same with Indiana. Mm. I think I would like to see that show change, to be fair. But I don't mind seeing it every few years.
Well, I'm going in my Indiana Jones outfit.
With the whip and everything.
Oh, my face!
Sir, put down the whip.
So realistically, you know, with that in mind, we're doing Slinky Dog Dash. We're queued for Midway Mania.
We're going to rope drop Midway Mania, aren't we?
We may well rope drop Slinky and then go on Midway Mania, potentially.
Maybe.
Depends. I think that day has maybe extra magic hours, so we probably could do that.
What, in the morning?
Mm.
Okay, yeah.
So we probably could do that. We'd probably be able to rope drop all three in Tier 1.
Maybe.
From what I'm seeing.
Maybe. I mean, obviously, they're all close together, aren't they? So you don't have to go very far.
So you could probably rope drop Ass, Dash, and Mania. Sounds like a very dodgy adult movie, doesn't it? Ass, Dash, Mania. And then it's just a case of going on Rock and Roller Coaster, which we'd assume we'd have a fast pass for.
Yeah.
Muppet Vision is never busy. Star Tours is not normally that bad. And Tower of Terror, not usually too bad. And then you've got Indiana Jones, which is like 40 minutes. And that's effectively your day done. You could probably get the first three done in the first hour or two.
Maybe. Maybe we're underestimating the queues, perhaps.
Potentially. Although maybe, I've seen people on Twitter that have been going first thing in the morning and getting multiple rides on Slinky Dog Dash done.
Oh, really? Okay.
So it's not quite like Flight of Passage, where even on extra magic hours, you struggle to get it under an hour. So I think we should be okay, is my gut feel. But it all depends on how busy the parks are around that time.
Of course,
you just never know. There's not, from my experience, it's not really a season anymore.
No, it's generally busy all year round.
They've kind of bodged it, so they put the ticket prices up certain times of the year, and it just becomes unaffordable during the summer, so people go kind of September, October time.
Yeah.
So, those are the fast passes we went for at the moment, but we'll see what we can get when the fast pass day arrives. So, next day we are at Animal Kingdom, and I mean, people are already going to guess what the first one's going to be, Flight of Passage.
Of course. Easy guess. Obviously, you can only pick between Flight of Passage and River Journey, isn't it?
That's right. That's how Tier A works.
And that's an easy choice.
Yeah. I'll go on River Journey.
Yeah, because I think I've only been on it once.
Yeah, I've been on it twice.
Right. Because I think we went on it, and we were just like, yeah, it's okay. I'd rather queue for Flight of Passage, though.
Yeah. So I think, you know, I'm pretty sure Monday is extra magic for Animal.
Right,
so, okay. Again, we may well be able to rope drop Flight,
mm-hmm.
go on Narva River Journey and then Fast Pass Flight.
Right, okay, yeah. Because depending on, we may not always be able to get a Flight of Passage for first thing in the day anyway.
No, well, it's better not to, really. If we can rope drop Flight and ride twice in a day.
True, very true.
It's definitely the best ride at the park, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, by far.
Kilimanjaro comes close still for me.
Expedition Everest is very good.
I mean, it's got, Animal Kingdom's got some
great rides. We're just like saying Flight of Passage is the best ride by far. Oh, there is that and that.
Hasn't got real animals in, has it? So yeah, Flight of Passage is our first choice. But again, I think both on the Sunday at Hollywood and the Monday we're rope dropping stuff.
Yeah.
And Avatar is definitely the place to be, isn't it?
Oh, definitely. For a rope drop, yeah.
Yeah. So we've also got penciled in Kilimanjaro Safaris and Dinosaur.
Yeah.
Now, the reason we went for Dinosaur over Expedition Everest is because Dinosaur tends to be a little busier and a little bit more annoying to queue for.
Right, okay. I don't remember the queue for Dinosaur too much, because often when I go in there, it's... If I'm thinking of the right one, it's quite quiet.
You get the room, there's a big dinosaur in the middle, and there's queues either side.
Right.
And the issue you've got is, if you're queuing for standby, they let all the fast passes on in on the left-hand side, and the standby queue just gets longer and longer and longer.
Oh, that does ring a bell, actually, yeah.
And you have Bill Nye the Science Guy talking in the auditorium area. So that's, I think that's...
Yeah, I mean...
Everest is just like, you just keep going round. It's yeah, not, and not
generally,
bad,
generally the queue for Everest isn't that busy.
No.
Like, I don't know why.
I don't understand why either.
It wouldn't surprise me if it's busy, averagely busier now than it now that with Avatar there than it was before.
Yeah,
because
that would
obviously
make
there's
sense.
More people going to the park for Avatar. But it's still a quieter ride. It's kind of like the Mummy Universal, isn't it? It's
a Which great, is a great ride.
It's a great ride, but it's not very not busy, and I don't understand why.
Yeah, to be fair, when I was at Universal last year, nothing was busy.
No, it can be really really quiet sometimes, can't it?
It was really weird.
Yeah.
I didn't understand it at all.
No.
Like most everything was almost 5 minutes.
It's so weird, isn't it? I just don't get it.
I think even Kong was 15 minutes.
Wow, because I've never queued for Kong.
You're gonna be this
like,
year
properly. So I've never seen the old is it an actor or is it an animatronic? I think it's an animatronic.
Oh, the old woman. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's gonna be weird for you this year, at Universal, having to queue
queuing for stuff. I'd just be like walking into the Fastpass queue every time. Just be like, oh, so you haven't got Fastpass? Okay.
Well, I had one last time.
I'll just queue with the commoners.
Get out of this queue, sir. So that's our day at Animal. And then, as we mentioned before, we've got Yak and Yeti booked in the middle of the day. So we're going to be at Animal all day, but we're thinking we might leave and go somewhere else to see a show.
Yeah, because neither of us are fussed about seeing...
Rivers of Light.
Yeah. Because... Like, we said on the first day that we'd go see Fantasmic. We got Fantasmic or Star Wars. So if we can't fit in Star Wars that night, then we could always do Star Wars the following night.
Yeah, exactly. Just head over to Hollywood and do Star Wars. That would work out quite nicely. Because, again, I do see people that like Rivers of Light, and fair play to you, but...
I've only found one person that likes Rivers of Light.
That's the person you nearly punched at work.
Yeah. He was like, oh, Rivers of Light is the best show. It's like, what?
Did you see any other shows when you were there?
What were you looking at?
Yeah, it's not good. It's not good at all. Sorry, Joe Road, but you've took the ball on that one. So next day, we're at my favourite theme park, and I know we've been through our plans before, so we're going to try and focus on fast passes, but we're at Epcot, and we've booked Frozen.
No, we want to book.
Sorry, we want to book. Sorry. It's all going to go wrong when next week I can't book any of these. Yeah. And we're just like...
Everything's changed.
We're just like, yeah, we've got... It's a small world. It's a small world. Peter Pan.
Yeah.
And Tiki Room.
Carousel of Progress.
Tiki Room doesn't have a fast pass, but there we go. So we're looking to book Frozen, Living with the Land, and Spaceship Earth. So Epcot does have a tiered system.
I don't know why.
And Tier A is Frozen, Test Track, Soarin', isn't it?
Yeah. There's just like... I mean, I suppose if you didn't have a tiered system, everyone would go for Test Track, Soarin', and Frozen.
And Illuminations is Tier 1 as well, which I think is ridiculous.
Yeah, that is ridiculous. Like, Illuminations shouldn't be Tier 1. And really, I would say... Either Test Track or Soarin', probably Soarin', should be taken out to Tier 1 now.
Because it's
got the third concourse.
It's not as busy, yeah.
No, and the selection in Tier 2 is pretty rubbish, isn't it?
Whoa, don't be insulting Living with the Land.
No, I'm just saying the...
Living in terms of waiting time.
You don't always need a fast pass for Living with the Land. Not always. Sometimes it's quiet, sometimes it's
weird, yeah, because I was in Epcot last year. One time we walked on to Living with Land.
Yeah.
The next time we had a fast pass for it, and the queue was 45 minutes.
Yeah, it's so bizarre, isn't it?
It's in the same...
And it's It's like Mission Space as well, isn't it? You were saying yesterday that Mission Space was quite a quiet queue. When we looked at the times, it said 85 minutes. Yeah. And it was like one of the longest things in the park.
Yeah, which was nuts.
Yeah.
But we can single ride that, probably.
Yeah.
Because you don't like Orange Team.
No.
Because you're right.
<Excuse me. laughs> It's a nasty cough you got there, Ryan.
Yeah, it's not going well. So, yeah, I think we went Frozen above Soarin' Test Track because we're probably going to rope drop Test Track.
Yeah.
And then
Soarin' probably for Soarin'. A little bit less queue now.
Just wait an hour or so for Soarin' probably. Yeah.
Hopefully it's not even that long now with the third concourse. But it probably varies based on the time of day as well, doesn't it?
Yeah, it probably will do.
Yeah.
So we are at Epcot for the whole day and we're doing the Food and Wine Festival. Which we looked at the menus for that yesterday.
Yes. Yeah.
Which looked pretty good. We might talk about that if we've got some time at the end.
Gonna spend a lot of time in Belgium, let's just say that.
Oh, chilled coffee in Belgium.
And the waffles.
Oh.
And they had some beef thing, didn't they? What was that? It was like...
Oh, yeah, that was good. That looked pretty good. Braised
beef with something, yeah. Potato and something.
Yeah, we're just going to spend the whole trip in Belgium.
We're just propping up the bar in Belgium.
Yeah. No, there's no chilled coffee, please.
What waffles?
You're like high on sugar and I'm like drunk on chilled coffee. Chilled coffee is my favourite, I've said it before, it's my favourite dish at the Food and Wine Festival. I like a lot of the things at the Food and Wine Festival. But coffee is a weakness, and alcoholic coffee, well. So yeah, we're that's all we've got booked that day for food wise.
Yeah, obviously we can grab anything around, can't we?
Yeah, we can always
eat electric umbrella.
Yeah, electric umbrella or the resort in the evening, wherever we want to go.
Yeah.
So those are the ideal fast passes for us. And then the next day we're at Universal, so no fast passes, but. We're planning on seeing Happily Ever After.
Yeah, that evening.
That evening.
And there's extra magic hours at Magic Kingdom that day, isn't there?
Yeah, till 11.
Yeah.
So...
Because we need to be back in Disney Springs by 5:20 for our restaurant.
That's right, yeah. We got homecoming booked at 5:20. So we'll probably eat there, head over to Magic, watch Happily Ever After. And then if we can get a couple of fast passes for things, we will.
Yeah.
So basically anything... We're just going to try and book anything after 9 p.m. that day. Yeah,
obviously the priorities are like what we've got down there, Seven Dwarfs, Big Thunder, you know, things like that.
Yeah, exactly, kind of same kind of things. So then the next day we're actually free.
Free in the morning.
It's been an intense few days in all fairness. So we're free in the morning. We were talking about it yesterday and thinking about maybe popping into Epcot because we've got lunch. Our lunch is booked at 2:30.
Yeah.
So we could probably do a couple of rides at Epcot, maybe stop at a couple of the Food and Wine locations.
Mm-hmm.
10 of them, maybe.
Belgium.
Just be at Belgium, like for rope drop. We're rope drop Belgium at 11. So that gives us, like, you know, 2 hours, 2.5 hours at Food and Wine Festival.
Yeah.
And well, at Epcot, you know, if we get there for 9-ish or whatever, we could do a couple of rides there. So we're thinking about booking a couple in for that. And then we've got lunch at the T-Rex, 2:30, and then we're at Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party.
Yep.
In the evening. So it's quite, again, every day, because we're only going for 11 nights, which sounds like a lot, but it's not.
No, considering you've got, well, we're going to 5 parks, because you've got Universal, so 4 Disney parks, 1 Universal park, there's 2 Universal parks, yeah. Technically, isn't there?
But we'll fit them both in a day.
Yeah. And we want to do that twice. We're going there each place twice.
Mm-hmm.
So that's already 10 days.
Yeah.
So it's quite tight, isn't it?
It's very, very busy. Which we know. But the thing is, because we're at the parks from pretty much every day from opening to close,
yeah,
we're not going to be like running from attraction to attraction.
No.
It's very much going to be like, let's stop for an ice cream or alcoholic and non-alcoholic beverage.
We're going to be fat at the end of this.
No, because we're out from like 7 in the morning till walking midnight.
Yeah, true.
We're going to be walking. Hopefully the weather's going
to
be nice.
We'll get 2 of those like scooters.
Well, if we're getting scooters, we're going to be fat by the end of it.
That would be hilarious. Just driving, racing, just going around Epcot.
Racing in down.
Scooters. Well, going from booth to booth. just stick it in the trolley, love. Just stick it in the trolley.
Just tip it in. I'd love to do a race around World Showcase in one of them.
I mean, they can only go about 8 miles an hour, but it would be a great race.
Start in Canada and in Mexico. Go.
Just like barging into each other, trying to push each other.
Into the World Showcase.
Into the lake.
Into the lagoon, yeah. Ah! So next day after that, after Mickey's Not So Scary, we're back at Hollywood Studios. And at the moment, we've got penciled in Midway Mania, Tower of Terror, and Rock and Roller Coaster.
You say at the moment as if it's going to change, Ryan. This is set in stone.
Well, we haven't booked it.
We're reading these off of stone tablets.
Yeah, this is it, yeah. We spent 5 hours etching them in yesterday.
I think the reason for that was I was saying that we should get one for Midway Mania because then we know we can rope drop Slinky Dog,
yeah.
Compared to like before where we would rope drop like Midway Mania and potentially Slinky Dog depending on what time we've got.
Yeah.
So you kind of just alternate and then we know we've got a fast pass for each.
Yeah. I mean, we are not getting much sleep this holiday.
No.
Because the night before is Not So Scary, which finishes at midnight.
Yeah.
But to be fair, by the time we're back at the hotel, it's 1, get up at like 7:30, 8, that's not too bad.
It's not too bad, no. Although Hollywood Studios might be an extra magic hours that day.
Get up at 6:30.
We don't have to do it.
We've got to go on Slinky again.
Well, yeah, we've got to go on Slinky, but we can still queue for it.
Yeah, we could still queue for it, to be fair. We've got Midway Mania, Tower of Terror, and Rock and Roller Coaster. We've put another show in for the evening, but if we've already seen, if we've managed to see both shows.
Yeah, because at that point, yeah, we have seen Fantasmic.
And we might have seen Star Wars.
We've seen Illuminations, we've seen Happily Ever After. So the only one that we could see, depending on whether we saw Star Wars on the first day, second day, if we haven't, we can see it on this day, can't we?
Yeah, exactly.
Notice how we're not saying about going to see
Rivers of Light. Yeah, we're like, maybe not. No. We might stick around for a show if we've not seen it already.
Unless we're like unconscious at that point and just go back to the hotel basically to chill.
Yeah.
And just regenerate before the following day.
Exactly. Yeah, there's no extra magic hours in the evening for that day, so. Oh, but Epcot does shut at 10.
Oh, does it?
So, Food and Wine Festival.
Any opportunity?
If we've seen a show and I'm free, I'm going to the Food and Wine Festival. Back at Belgium.
Yeah, back at Belgium.
You guys again.
More waffles.
We're
going to run out of waffles.
We only got 5 glasses.
They put a 2-drink limit, don't they, at each place?
Yes.
Yeah. So, is that any drink? Or is that
that's
two
alcoholic.
Of each? Oh, two, okay. Do they do any limit on waffles?
Don't think so. You can have as many as you want. but that's 2 each, so you can get me 2 chilled coffees and I can get myself 2 chilled coffees.
Trying to get 4 chilled coffees. And then obviously we can
You
buy,
think I'm joking? I'm not joking.
You turn up with a moustache.
Yeah. Hello, sir. I would like 2 chilled coffees, please.
And then the beard.
Yeah. Good day, sir. I'll have 2 chilled coffees.
Yeah. The hat with the corks hanging off. And you sort of slam your boomerang down on the counter.
Crikey.
Chilled coffee.
Chilled coffee? Are you looking for a fort?
I'll have 2 of those.
Yeah, that's basically what's going to happen. But I think it's like within reasonable time. So you could get 2, come back like an hour later and get another 2.
Mainly because they've probably forgotten you.
They know, surprisingly. They did remember. Maybe because I was just like,
You made a scene.
2 chilled coffees, please.
he'd already been to like every other booth and he was absolutely plastered. Chilled coffee.
Coffee that's chilled, please. we've got, again, like, it does sound intense, but we're not going to, as we said earlier, we're not running from attraction to attraction. It's going to be pretty chilled during the day.
And we've got a mid, like, lunch, chilled lunch at Beaches and Cream.
Most days we're at our lunch, our meals are kind of booked during lunches or like mid afternoon.
You say most time. Yeah, we've got, I can see 3 there.
Yeah, 5:20 is not that late as well.
No. And then we've got like 8:30, 6:45.
It's not too, but yeah.
No.
There's plenty of time to just sit down and have a little sleep.
Digest.
Yeah, digest the chilled coffee. yes, that's that day. And then the next day we're back at Animal Kingdom for exactly the same fast passes.
Yeah.
Flight of Passage, Kilimanjaro, Safaris, and Dinosaur. Again, we just felt like Everest we can just wait for.
Yeah. Obviously, if we find that the first time we go to Animal Kingdom, and Dinosaur is really quiet, or, you know,
we might
Everest,
try and swap them.
We
yeah.
could always try and swap.
Exactly. And then the next day, we are at Universal.
Yeah.
And currently, currently questioning Halloween Horror Nights or Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party again. That will depend on our conversation with Amanda from Universal After Dark on next week's show. So we haven't made a decision there yet.
No.
If we go to Mickey's Not So Scary again, we will have a look at some potentially Magic Kingdom fast passes, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
If not, obviously we'll be at Universal. And then for our final day, our final full day, we're at Epcot, and we've got the Celia booked in the evening. It's a good way to end the trip, and obviously that gives us plenty of time for food and wine during the morning.
Yeah.
So, 11 o'clock right drop Belgium.
And Canada for a pre-Lasalia.
Oh yeah, a pre-Lasalia steak. And cheddar cheese soup.
Yeah.
But we booked Soarin', Living with the Land and Space Birth again. It's just... Oh no, Soarin' is new, isn't it? We did Frozen last time.
Yes, true. Yeah.
Yeah. So, we will probably rope drop Test Track.
Probably, yeah, because it'll be one of the busier of the ones. And then we'll try and get to Frozen, probably.
I think we'll try and queue for Frozen, yeah.
Yeah, like the queue's probably not too bad in the morning, maybe.
I think it's a good ride. I'd happily wait an hour for it.
Yeah.
An hour-ish for it.
We've already been on it, though, it won't be the end of the world if we didn't go on it for me, like a second time.
But, you know, there's not low...
If it's not... No.
I hate to say it, but there's not, like, an infinite amount of things to do at Epcot.
You're giving me grief earlier for saying the selection wasn't good.
But it's not. The rides there are great.
Yeah.
And I still think it's still my favourite park by a long shot. But, you know, by the time we get to, say, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, we might have done everything.
Mm-hmm.
We could probably queue for Frozen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or go to Film 1.
Yeah.
Back at Belgium.
Yeah.
We should just turn up with a Belgian flag every time. Be like, yeah!
Waffles!
Coffee and waffles.
You're just like pouring your coffee onto your waffles.
Yeah. That'd be great, wouldn't it?
Doesn't count as an alcoholic beverage if you put it on the waffles.
Just put it on the waffles. And that is pretty much we have got one more day. We've got one more day, and we're currently undecided what to do with our last kind of morning / early afternoon.
Yeah.
And we've got it penciled in as Magic Kingdom at the moment. But we're at Magic Kingdom a
change.
Lot.
I think that will change.
I think it will change. I think it will be Belgium.
Well, the thing is, we're at Epcot the day before, so I think it'll either be Hollywood or Animal.
Yeah, I agree. I think it probably will be.
And I think it will probably depend on what we think of... Because obviously, if you go Animal, you can do Flight of Passage. If you do Hollywood Studios, you can do Midway Mania and Slinky Dog.
It depends on what we think of Toy Story Land, really, doesn't it?
It does. Obviously, Midway Mania we know is a fantastic ride anyway.
Yes.
So it's going to be a difficult call between Hollywood and Animal, I reckon.
I think so. Yeah, I think so. And also, what I'd like to do on the first day at Hollywood, obviously we've got... the Yachtsman booked for 5:15.
Yeah.
We could have an early quick service at like 11 at Toy Story Land.
Right, what, and try the new Andy's Lunchbox or whatever it's called?
Yeah,
Woody's Lunchbox. Okay.
Or Flame Tree Barbecue.
True. I know you love a Flame Tree.
I don't think it's...
Hang on, no, isn't that Animal?
Sorry, it is, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm talking about crap. So yeah, probably, see what's at Woody's Lunchbox.
Yeah. Get a overly priced Baby Bell.
Yeah, exactly.
Or just turn up to go to Walmart and just buy like a sack of them.
Yeah, for, like, I've already got these, thank you very much. I think we'll get a chance to go to Flame Tree Barbecue or whichever you want to go to as well on the second Animal Day, because we've not got the boathouse booked until 8:30.
True, so we'll want something sort of midday-ish, won't we?
Yeah, whereas our first day we've got Yak and Yeti at 2.
Yeah.
So
then, then we're there... Well, I know we won't be there late, because...
We might grab something at Hollywood Studios, maybe.
Yeah, or something, yeah, something late.
So at the hotel late, yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever we get hungry. Belgium. Back to Belgium. I honestly think, because right now we're only at Food and Wine Festival officially for one day.
Yeah.
I honestly think once you've experienced it...
Want to go back for more.
You will want to go back.
We're there...
We're there another day.
Yeah, and our meal for Lasalia quite isn't until 6:45. So you do some stuff in the morning and then build up to the steak in the evening.
Yeah, you'll definitely get a few stops in
Belgium
in the morning. Belgium.
Yeah.
No problem that day. And, you know, if we end up going back to Epcot for any rhyme or reason, maybe... Again, there's that day where we're at Hollywood, isn't there? Where we might not be doing anything in the evening.
Yeah.
You know, Epcot's a great place to just chill out and walk around,
mm-hmm.
especially with food and wine.
Well, I don't know about chilling out. It's quite hot.
It's your coffee. But it's food and wine festivals are good to just like have a walk around, grab something to eat, sit down, and just just chill out. It's great.
People watch.
People watch. Yeah, exactly. Especially because if you've got nothing to do in the evening, you may want to do into doing that. That being said, they obviously serve chocolate martinis back at the old Key West. So
so now the truth. Now the reason we chose this hotel is coming out.
It was always the chocolate martini. No, we had a look. We had a look at a lot of hotels.
We did. We had a few options. And I like the look of the old Key West.
Its location is good with,
with the location boat is fantastic. Disney Springs. So
because we've got a lot of, I mean, how many restaurants have we got at Disney Springs? We've got 1, 2, 3, 4 restaurants out of 11 nights are at Disney Springs.
Yeah.
Plus we're there on the first night potentially, so that's 5.
Yeah, yeah. And obviously we'll be potentially going back there at various points to, you know, buy pins and spend a lot of money basically.
Yeah, exactly. Any free time that we've got, we just pop to Disney Springs for a couple of hours.
Yeah.
And you can send stuff back to the room as long as it's, say, you've got a day or so to spare.
Yeah.
So the first 3 quarters of the holiday, we can send anything that's not food, you could send back to the room.
Right, okay.
So any pins, anything like that.
Oh, do they even send pins and stuff, like small packages like that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I haven't sent anything.
Right.
But yeah, send it back to the room. But it's only a pin, I don't care.
It's one pin.
Yep, I don't have room for this.
Yeah, yeah.
You're not carrying anything else.
I can't carry it. I have no pockets.
You've got
pockets.
No.
You have pockets right there. They are full of other pins.
Question for you. Is the service free? Yes. Send it back to the room.
So you're sending this like piece of rubbish back to the room. I'm keeping that for later.
You're sending this park map back to the room. Yes, I am.
I want to keep it. Make sure it doesn't get crunkled. Crunkled?
Crunkled?
Is that a crimpled? Word? It is now a word. Crunkled.
Crunkled. You've heard it here first, everyone. Crunkled is a word.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's our current FastPass proposed plans. We will probably do like a short 5-minute section in a couple of weeks.
Either of saying yes, we got them all, or Ryan crying.
Yeah, it will be one of the,
we got nothing.
One of the, it'll be one of the two. So we'll let you know how that goes. And then that's pretty much it for this week's episode. We didn't want to kind of go too crazy. We didn't want to waste time just talking about stuff for forever. You know, sometimes the episode's a half hour, right? We've got lives.
Stop complaining.
We've got lives.
Stop it.
We have things to do. I have to go food shopping.
Did you do that yesterday?
No. Oh. I'm doing it today.
Wow.
I don't eat that much food. Spend 50 quid a day.
Buying waffles.
Buying waffles in Belgium. So let us know what you think of our FastPass choices at the moment as they stand. Whether you disagree, agree, and what your ideal FastPass selection would be. You can message us on our website, themeparktrader.com. We're also on all of the socials. Our username is always themeparktrader. I'm on Twitter as well, at Ryanogs, R-Y-A-N-O-G-S. Dan is also on Twitter.
Yep, Scrooby Online, S-C-R-O-O-B-Y Online.
And we very much appreciate you listening and listening to us rabble on about fast passes for half an hour. If you could leave us a 5-star review on iTunes, it helps us to share the word of the podcast. And we know many of you have done so already, but if you haven't yet, just search for Theme Park Trader in iTunes, hit the little 5-star, and if you can write a comment as well, we'd very much appreciate it. So thanks again, and we will see you next week.
Ah, there you are, and just in time. There's a little matter I forgot to mention. Beware of hitchhiking ghosts. They have selected you to fill our quota, and they'll haunt you until you return.